You're very welcome along to the mini episode of the 180 Degrees podcast this week. I'm Sinead Ryan and we are discussing district heating. And I'm joined by Margie McCarthy of the SEAI and of course Peter Kehoe, who is the expert in this area. And this is the quickfire round of questions that have come in about the whole topic of district heating. I must say, Margie, lots of people don't even know what it is. So give us a quick definition.
Okay, so district heating is, in its simplest terms, where heat is generated at a central location, which is called an energy hub. And then that heat is distributed to buildings, homes, businesses through insulated pipes across a local network.
Now, Peter, give us benefits that we can expect from district heating.
Yeah, district heating allows us to incorporate low carbon technologies for our heating sector, which is a sector we found very hard to decarbonize in the past. It also offers us, allows us for market creation. It's going to be something new to Ireland and it's going to allow job creation and investment into the future.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, will it be very disruptive, Margie?
There will be pipe laying. It's basically a network of insulated pipes. So yes, there will be digs in the road. It'll be worth it. and it's not very disruptive beyond that. The energy hub will sit within a building. Most people won't know it's there. What we have to make sure is that where there's waste heat to be captured, for instance, in industry or in incinerators, that we're designing that into them at the beginning. But then once you're connecting as a business or homeowner, it's fairly pain-free once you've accepted that there will be a dig involved.
Okay. And Peter, how much work has been done in this area? It's been done in other countries.
Yeah, it's very established across Europe. It's been in operation for decades. So we have the benefit of taking the lessons learned from across Europe and applying it to ourselves. So there is extensive amount of work done. In Ireland, we've done the National Heat Study, which has identified, you know, that district heating plays a key role in decarbonising our heat grid going forward, our heat sector.
We've already started, Margie.
We have. We have a scheme in Talla, a very successful scheme, which is feeding, you know, there's large public buildings with the hospital and the university. And so that's a really great to have a project in the ground that people can see is successful. Our job now is people can access heat maps of their local area on sei.ie, which shows us where there's the highest potential for district heating across the country. And there's lots of project people, whether it's in local authorities or private developers, looking at those to try and assess viability for your own area.
Well, there you go. That is the SEAI's best kept secret, district heating. And if you want to find out more about it, well, then Margie and Peter, of course, are on the wider episode, which is episode 7 of the 180 Degrees podcast. Do tune in. It's a fascinating conversation. And there's lots of information from our experts today on it. So my thanks to Margie McCarthy and to Peter Kehoe. And don't forget to check out seai.ie.